from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jeez, man, everybody's just leaving.
These show ponies just don't know how to make it to
these
a segment
show
on time.
Ponies, my God!
Look at this.
Well,
we're the professionals.
We
here.
Are back, and I am joined by the lovely and beautiful and intelligent J-Fig. What's going on, J-Fig?
Wow, such a nice introduction. Thank you, Vlad.
I know, they don't honor you. They don't honor you the way I should. What's
no,
Leroy
they
doing?
Just go ahead and they make fun of me. They troll me. They tell me I'm always late.
You know.
They're just simply too early.
Jeez. Well, I'm going to stop the throwing a bag mix because clearly both of them are not here. Jeez. Did you listen to me and Leroy's highly
Of course
emotional,
I did. I've been here this whole time.
Argument.
I just refuse to hear another segment about Brian Flores.
Mm-mm-mm. I just don't like lies, G-Fig. I don't like lies when people...
He was just trying to dismiss the whole thing. He wants nothing to do with it. This is the start of a new season. We don't have to go back
G-Fig,
and
that
address
would be like
things
your man
that happened
telling
seasons
you,
ago.
That would be like... You ever see those pictures when a guy and his girl is walking and then another attractive lady walks by and then the guy acts like he didn't take a look, but he did take a look, and then the girl sees him taking a look and then he's saying that he didn't take a look? That's basically what that was. Did you hear Brian Flores' comments? No. Really? After 1 week, you didn't really hear those comments? Stop. Don't lie to me. Don't cap.
You know when you no longer want to talk about something? That's it. You were not being lied to, nor disrespected, nor was your intelligence tested, okay?
No. But that's enough. That's enough.
Please.
Still don't know where Tobin is. Still don't know where...
Where are these guys?
Leroy, I don't know. He might have been taken, because I just see the chair. I mean, I see the door is open, and it's in an angle that looks like he might have been snuck and crept on from behind and might have been taken.
How was your weekend, Vlad?
It was great. It was great. Saw Buju. It was beautiful. Yeah, saw Buju at Amerimet Bank Arena. Worked this weekend with Dan Day. You know, last weekend of Sports Day.
I feel like
Day.
I have friends that went there.
This was our last weekend of Sports Day with Dan and Vlad. As you know, football.
Wait, what?
Well, because football's coming.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, you're right. Okay. You know,
football's going to take over.
You scared me for a second.
No. Well, trust me. We would have known. I would have been highly frightened myself. Definitely. I'm really wondering where Tobin is right now, because you gotta understand, there's not that many people in the station right now on a Monday.
Is there? Oh, there he is!
Hey! Hey!
Texted you 2 minutes ago. I said, "How are we on time?"
It's been like 10
and I got a read receipt. I was like, "Where is he at?"
You need to tell me you were going to go. Get some.
What'd you think I was?
I don't know. You do a lot of things.
You know what? How convenient that you both show up at the
exactly.
same time.
I'm not going to hear anything from you, Hobnobber McGee. Whenever you're in the building, you're out here talking to everybody in the sales building.
Who are you talking to? There's no one there right now.
And then Leroy.
I was doing a little thing called work, J-Fig, cutting us up the Dolphins quarterback and hearing what he had to say.
Are you trying to insinuate something about me not working?
What are you doing? When are you working when you hear you hobnobbing?
I'm doing both.
Give me a percentage.
Because I'm thinking it's more of like a 70.
Minus you're lashing.
I'm saying, Tyler Hero yesterday, he said that basketball is 90% grind, 10% skill. I want to say it's like 90% hobnob, 10% work between breaks.
Absolutely not. That's not true.
Who are you hobnobbing with? Nobody's there.
I wasn't hobnobbing. I was cutting Tua.
He was hobnobbing.
I was trying to get stuff for our audience. Excuse me.
All right.
I'll take my minus one. I apologize. By the way, didn't love his answer on the offensive line. So let's mix it on up, dude.
We already played that.
Well, now it's back.
Yeah, but she's not prepared. I was to play for him again.
She's lashing out, dude.
No,
she's lashing out.
That's me and J-Fig being ready at a moment's notice when you guys decided if one of you guys were gone, I could understand. But both? Leroy looked like he got kidnapped. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, where'd you go? Where'd he go?
The chair and door was open kind of weird.
What snack did you get right now?
I didn't get no snack. I already had a snack.
Tua, he was asked about his confidence level in the offensive line. This is quite the answer.
On the offensive line in front of you, specifically the interior of the line, blocking for you.
Well, brother, I get the ball out fast, so I'm confident with anybody we got up there. I'll tell you that. I'm confident with anybody we get out there. So,
that's a ringing endorsement.
I mean, that's kind of why they all work well together, right? We ain't got a block because he get rid of the ball quick.
I don't know if that made me feel great. All right. We'll see. Oh, man.
I mean, what do you want him to say? He gets rid of the ball quicker than anybody in the NFL.
A lot of confidence in these guys. You know, they've been working all camp. You know,
he saw Mike White and Skyler get folded up like cheap suits.
Listen, that's all on Mike White. That was like 12 Mississippi Mike White getting that ball knocked out. Poor Patrick Paul. I know Patrick Paul's getting moved. He's like, hey, no one? Also, why are they going for it on 4th and 8 in preseason?
Why not?
I don't know. Because you had a fumble that got returned for a touchdown. And by the way, it shouldn't have been called back. Ridiculous. Terrible call. Well, brother, doesn't really matter, does it? We can have 5 Eichenbergs up there. I get the ball out like lightning. That's the way I took it. Hey, did you guys see this weekend the Goran Dragic farewell game?
No.
No, but you updated us on every second of it.
Whoa, it was great. It was Goosey's, dude. Oh, what a weekend. I had
you
my stuff.
Call me a fat shamer.
What do you mean?
Oh.
No, they said they pulled a Leroy. That's what he said.
No.
People were fat shaming like Luka like crazy, dude. I'm telling you.
Is he chunky?
Luka?
Yeah.
You saw a video.
Right. Dude, is it factual?
There was an extra number on
his jersey. So is it factual?
There was an extra number on his jersey.
It was something.
Was it factual?
It was 757.
If somebody said Luka looks bigger, is that fat shaming or speaking facts?
It's more of an opinion.
That's not an opinion. You either are or you aren't.
He's a pata.
Mm. By the way.
When I made my comments about Chunky 52, he looked like he was squeezed into kibbutz.
I don't like what you're doing.
Did he not?
You're a bully.
Am I lying?
You're a bully. Wait.
Tobin, was I lying?
Look, whether Chunky 52 was like, chunky.
Now you don't care about the truth.
Wait, who's Chunky 52?
We don't know. We don't know his name. We just know his number.
On what team?
The Marlins.
Marlins.
He came out of his uniform so tight he was breathing.
This man's not nice.
In Creole, we call them patats.
Dude Leroy has no regard for human feelings when it comes to whether your uniform's on too tight.
No, that's not true.
You don't want to hear. Okay, dude.
That's not true.
Listen. Leroy, when we went on the Heat tour, some people got to see Eric Spoelstra. Our tour got you fat shaming everybody on the tour.
No. Dude? Glad.
It wasn't even fat shaming.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
Right? We go in there. There's a guy. He got booty shorts on.
Hey, yo.
And I'm like, yes.
Wait, he's wearing booty shorts?
Snug as a bug in a rug.
But you want to know, Vlad, he's leaving out the part where we're in a gymnasium where the acoustics bounce off the ceiling quite nicely. And he goes, can those get any higher?
Higher.
Now, thankfully,
I had to turn around and say that he wasn't whispering.
Now, thankfully, I'm pretty sure
bounces off walls.
I'm pretty sure he was Swiss and didn't speak English. Thankfully.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
What if he didn't?
That doesn't make it okay.
One of the perks.
Hold on. You realize that he was on a tour where they spoke English, so he understood what was going on.
Nah, he was.
He
was just there to see culture.
So wait, you saying number 52 for the Marlins this year? Or
nah, it was 2 years ago.
2 years.
We didn't that recognize
two
him.
Ago. 2 years ago.
And we were in camp. So
Anthony Bass?
Nah.
No.
Nah. But anyway. Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh got on the court. It was cool.
Good to see him playing a little basketball.
Played a little basketball. Got a couple free throws. I think he was the only guy who got fouled. Also, there was at one point that because some of the old guys didn't want to run back and forth, they were playing 7-on-7, and they just had guys stay back on defense. Because I was like, wait, wasn't Chris Bosh on the court? And he was like, nah, I'm just hanging out under the basket. So they had it going on. But Chris Bosh, he revealed when Goran asked him to play at first, he wasn't going to do it.
Difference. It's different, but anything for Goran. I didn't even want to play today. I wasn't going to play because I haven't played in so long. But I just wanted to be out there with him, celebrate his career. Everybody doesn't get a chance to do this. You don't get a farewell game. You don't even get a farewell sometimes. So to be here supporting Goran, it's been amazing.
Damn. He's right. I mean, like, he didn't even get a farewell. Just like, hey, career's over now, Chris. He's like, what?
Some of us don't get that.
You didn't give a farewell. You just
didn't show up.
You're just like, no, no farewell for them.
Well, it's kind of hard to go to camp when you're still limping. Right?
Fair point.
And not even knowing, like, I didn't know if I was... When I ended up needing to have knee surgery, but I didn't know if I was injured because I was old or it just took a long time for what I actually had to heal.
Goran,
so I'm like, yeah.
Goran was exhausted because he played a lot. And then,
you got to play your damn game.
It's your game. Yeah, well. That's fair. But also,
could've ran a couple of laps or something before they played. Dude, nobody was in shape.
Slovenia, I mean, they pulled out all the stops because, like, in the middle of the game, they're like, all right, brates. 1-on-1, Zolki versus Golgi. And Goran's like, huh? So then it was Goran versus Zoran with the dad as the ref.
Oh, yeah, goodness. That's like 30 years. It brought back memories of 30 years.
It was great. And then the thing that was really goosies, that like really like got tugged on the heartstrings. So Goran's international number is 3, right? They retired his international number. So with 3 minutes left, everybody leaves the court except for Luka's team. So it's Boban. Love Boban. Joker, Luka, whoever the hell else was on their team. And then on Goran's team, the stars leave, and it's Goran, Zoran, Papa Dragic, and then Goran's son and Goran's nephew, who are like 7 and 8. And so they finish the game as family. And then the kids... Kids took him a little bit of a rhythm to get going. They hit some free throws because Boban fouled him. But after they missed...
All you got to do is stand up.
Yeah, but Boban picked him up at one point and let them dunk. So that was cool.
That's when you know you're tall, when you can pick somebody else up and hold them up so they could dunk.
Yep.
With no jumping.
I would like I saw Boban was looking for a gig. I know that he'd have no roster spots, but I would like a season of Boban in Miami.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, what is that? They're making John Wick 5.
He's got no job. He's like, I'm waiting for a job.
That's what I'm saying. He's in John Wick 5.
All right. I think he's doing okay.
You think he's bigger as a he's going to move on to his State Farm next career? He's bouncing it?
Acting's next. So you know it'd be great if he joined Inside the NBA for one season.
I would love that. I love Boban, man. I would love Boban to have one season with the Heat.
Now, he's a giant.
Yeah. Put him on Intangible's wall.
It's a giant. You know, when Boban's a few inches taller than the one you call a giant.
Yep. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.